for July 7th, 2005 to order, and I will open a work session on Senate Bill 5555A, Department of Aviation. Representative Krupp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 5555A is the budget bill for the Oregon Department of Aviation. This bill is identical to the House Bill 5145A that was passed by the House on July 1st, 2005. I've moved Senate Bill 5555A be reported out, do pass.
Representative Krupp recommends the bill be reported out, do pass. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, so ordered. Senate Bill 5565A, Land Use Board of Appeals, Representative Shoffler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5565A is a budget bill for the Land Use Board of Appeals. With one exception, this bill is identical to House Bill 5116-A, passed by the House on June 1st. House Bill 5116-A includes a 3% reduction in the agency services and supplies budget, whereas the Senate bill does not. 3% reduction equals $5,729. The current House budget plan for the agency restores this amount and thus is identical to the funding level provided in Senate Bill 5565-A. Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources recommends Senate Bill 5565-A be reported out and passed.
Thank you. Representative Shoffler recommends the bill reported out, do pass. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. Representative Morgan.
Mr. Chair, I move that LC 3731 be introduced as a committee bill.
Representative Morgan has moved LC 3731 be introduced as a committee bill. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. Senate Bill 5573A, Department of Revenue. Representative Avakian.
Mr. Chair, Senate Bill 5573A is the agreed-upon budget for the Department of Revenue. Differs from the House version in that it is about $2.2 million less general fund than we had originally provided. The budget report notes that the department can come to the E-Board if the budget reductions negatively impact its ability to carry out its tax administration responsibilities. Your subcommittee recommends 5573A be reported out, do pass.
Representative Babakian recommends the bill be reported out, do pass. Discussion? Objection? Objection to ordered. Senate Bill 5576A, Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5576A is the Insurance Pool Governing Board budget bill for the 0507 biennium. The Insurance Pool Governing Board provides employees and individuals with information about health care resources and health insurance. The board also administers the Family Health Insurance Assistant Program, or FEOP. This program offers health insurance premium subsidies for eligible low-income persons. The committee recommended budget is $79.5 million total funds, a 66% increase above the 0305 adopted budget. This significant increase is the result of an OHP-2 waiver agreement that requires Oregon to maintain its level of state spending for FEOP subsidies over the 5 years of the waiver from 02 through 07. The board expects to have spent nearly $13 million by the end of the current biennium. This recommended budget would allow the expenditure of another $19.2 million of state funds. In addition, the bill as amended establishes a $4 million special appropriations to the emergency board that will be used to meet the maintenance of effort requirement either by expending it with FEOP or with VHS Medical Assistance Program. In concert with this special purpose appropriation, DHS is directed to seek approval from the Federal Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services to use the special purpose appropriation in DHS's medical assistance programs to meet the maintenance of effort requirement. The remaining requirement would be met with $4.6 million of expenditures during the first 4 months of the 07-09 biennium. The total budget is about 2.4% less than the governor's recommended budget. Because this budget uses $4 million general fund to establish the special purpose appropriation, it makes $800,000 of general fund reductions to services and supplies and special payments, and acknowledges a higher Medicaid and Children Health Insurance Program match rate than those used in the development of the governor's budget. It also allows for carryover of previously unused tobacco settlement funds. Your Human Services and Public Safety Committee recommends Senate Bill 5576A be reported out due pass.
Thank you. Representative Hansen recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Discussion? Objection? Without objection, so ordered. Senate Bill 5593A, Construction Contractors Board, Representative Smith.
Chair Scott, Senate Bill 5593-A is the identical budget bill for the Construction Contractors Board that the House passed on June 30th, 2005. I move Senate Bill 5593-A be reported out due pass.
Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Discussion? I have to declare a potential conflict of interest in that I have an interest in a construction company.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Shoffler.
I have declared conflict on a licensed contractor.
Okay. Objections? Without objection, so ordered. Senate Bill 5594A, Construction Contract Board Fee Bill, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5594A is the identical fee ratification bill for the Construction Contractors Board that the House passed on June 30th, 05. I move Senate Bill 5594A be reported out due pass.
Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Discussion?
Mr. Chair, just a conflict.
I also have a conflict. Additional discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. Senate Bill 5608A, Department of Agriculture, Fee Bill, Representative Morgan.
Senate Bill 5608 is the fee ratification bill for the Department of Agriculture. The bill is identical to House Bill 5159 that was passed by the House on June 30th, 2005. I move Senate Bill 5608 be reported out due pass.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. Senate Bill 5613A, Department of Forestry, Representative Morgan.
Senate Bill 5613A is the fee ratification bill for the Department of Forestry. The bill is identical to House Bill 5160 that was passed by the House on July 1st, 2005. I move Senate Bill 5613 be reported out due pass.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. Senate Bill 5622A, Government Standards and Practice Commission, Representative Krupp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 5622A is the budget bill for the Government Standards and Practices Commission. This bill is identical to House Bill 5169 that was passed by the House on July 1st, 2005. I move Senate Bill 5622A be reported out, due pass.
Representative Krupp recommends the bill be reported out, due pass. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. Senate Bill 117A relating to eligibility for coverage under Oregon Medical Insurance School, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair Scott. Senate Bill 117-A gives the Oregon Medical Insurance Pool Board the statutory authority to create benefit plans that conform to the federal requirements of the Health Coverage Tax Credit, which was established as part of the Federal Trade Act of 2002. The Act protects workers displaced by trade by extending the country system of trade adjustment assistance. The bill has minimal fiscal impact. There are no expenditure limitations required, as these are non-limited funds. The subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 117 be reported out, due pass.
Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out, due pass. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. Senate Bill 119A, relating to employment assistance for injured workers. Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair Scott. Senate Bill 119A authorizes the Director of the Department of Consumer and Business Services to provide reemployment assistance from the Workers' Benefit Fund to eligible injured workers and their employers. The bill also requires notice of assistance to employers and workers and provides for reimbursement from the Workers' Benefit Fund if vocational rehab benefits are denied. The bill has potential fiscal impact of $105,000 in the 05-07 biennium. These are non-limited other funds. No expenditure limitation is required. The subcommittee recommends that Senate Bill 119-A be reported out, due pass.
Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out, due pass. Discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Krupp.
Thank you. Just briefly, part of our testimony in subcommittee, it appears there might be some duplication of these training issues with other departments, and we should, in the future, we should take a look at that, at trying to streamline that for better efficiency. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. Senate Bill 123A, relating to Oregon Medical Insurance Pool. Representative Krupp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 123 makes a number of administrative and benefit changes to the Oregon Medical Insurance Pool. These include changing the date for determining an insurer's assessment, establishing maximum benefit limits that are compatible with current commercial insurance market offerings, and establishing certain specific exceptions to the 12-month re-enrollment waiting period via administrative rule. These changes are sought by the Oregon Medical Insurance Pool Board. The bill has minimal fiscal impact. The revenues and expenditures are from enrollee premiums and insurer premium assessments. These funds are non-limited and no expenditure limitation is required. The subcommittee recommends that Senate Bill 123 be reported out, due pass.
Representative Krupp recommends the bill be reported out, due pass. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. Senate Bill 342B, relating to higher education courses. Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 342B directs community colleges and the Oregon University system to cooperate to promote articulation and credit transfer systems. Articulation agreements ensure that college credits earned at one institution will transfer to another and apply towards the requirements for a degree or certificate. This bill will expand options for students pursuing academic degrees or certificates. Successful articulation agreements allow students to attend two or more institutions to advance their academic careers without unnecessary duplication or impediments to completion. They increase student success, reduce costs, and expand the capacity of the Oregon University system and the state's community colleges to award degrees. The bill identifies a number of requirements, including seamless transfer of 100 and 200 level general education course credits between institutions, development of an online statewide data system to provide information on credit transfer options between institutions, uniform standards for awarding college credit for advanced placement tests, and expansion of early college programs for the 11th and 12th grade students. The bill also mandates progress reports by the Oregon University System and Department of Community Colleges and Workforce Development, both to the legislature and to the Joint Boards of Education. Senate Bill 342 directs these agencies to continue to expand and improve education options for students. Your Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends passage of Senate Bill 342. There are no additional funds in this bill.
Thank you. Representative March recommends the bill be reported out, due pass. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. Senate Bill 364B, relating to Education Task Force. Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Pastor Coney. Senate Bill 364B was passed by the Senate on June 27, 2005. This bill creates the Workforce 2005 Task Force to examine and make recommendations related to professional and technical education in grades 7 through 12 and higher education. It appropriates $83,411 for the Department of Education to provide staff support to the task force. The bill authorizes the Department of Education to accept contributions from any source to help support the task force. So the House Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources concurred with the Senate's direction that the agency use contributions in lieu of general fund, if any become available. The subcommittee also concurred with the Senate's direction that at least one task force member from business and industry be appointed that is also a member of the Quality Education Commission. Your House Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources recommends Senate Bill 364 be reported out, due pass.
Representative March recommends the bill be reported out, due pass. Discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Avakian.
I'll certainly vote yes for this. There's a great purpose behind it. It always concerns me when we set up public bodies with clauses that say they can be funded by, quote, any source, which could set up a situation where we have public bodies funded by private sources, which I consider to be inappropriate.
Additional discussion? Comment, or excuse me, objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 2181A relating to building trades. Representative Avakian.
Now, Mr. Chair, House Bill 2181 authorizes the Department of Consumer Business Services and other regulatory boards to adopt rules to govern the certification of persons regulated by the agency and to deny or sanction licensees and applicants. The amendments clarify the administrative process for issuing licenses, allow the creation of combined licenses, and eliminate some restrictions on issuing certifications. There is no fiscal, so your subcommittee recommends that House Bill 2181, as amended and reported out, do pass. That House Bill 2181 be reported out, do pass, as amended.
Thank you. Representative Avakian recommends the bill be reported out, do pass, with the dash A3 amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 2461A relating to notary publics. Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair Scott. House Bill 2461A requires new applicants for a notary public appointment to take a 3-hour education course on the laws, rules, practices, and procedures relating to notaries. This is currently not mandatory. This bill was amended by the subcommittee to allow the Secretary of State to certify employers to provide training tailored to the notary public function for specific industry. There's no revenue or fiscal impact. The subcommittee recommends House Bill 2461A be amended and reported out to pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out, do pass, with the dash A3 amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objections, so ordered. House Bill 2587 relating to Oregon Project Independence. Representative Richardson.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2587 creates the Oregon Project Independence Fund. The fund consists of monies appropriated to the fund by the legislature, interest earned on the fund, monies contributed to the fund, and monies transferred from the senior property tax deferral revolving account. The bill includes an initial transfer of $250,000 from the senior property tax deferral revolving account. Funds are continuously to be appropriated to the Department of Human Services for the purpose of funding Oregon Project Independence. The current House budget plan already includes a $10 million transfer from the senior property tax deferral revolving account to the general fund in the Department of Revenue's budget as a partial offset to the $14 million general fund appropriation in the Department of Human Services budget for Oregon Project Independence. The Human Services and Public Safety Committee recommends that House Bill 2587 be amended and reported as due pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative Richardson recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the dash 2 amendments. Discussion? Representative Martin.
I just want to make a comment that this concept's been looked at for some time to use senior property tax deferral interest payments to go back towards helping senior stay in their homes, and I think it's a good direction.
Thank you. Additional objections? Without objections, so ordered. House Bill 2797 relating to universal access to support services. Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2797, as amended, requires the Department of Human Services to direct savings under the Staley Settlement Agreement for persons with developmental disabilities to provide support services to waiting adults who are not receiving services. 9 regional brokerages now provide services for over 3,000 persons with developmental disabilities and their families, but many who are eligible for service are still on a waiting list. DHS has slowed enrollments for services and shifted budget savings in this area to other areas because of budget constraints. The original bill would have appropriated money to assure universal access to services. However, recognizing current budget realities, the bill was amended so that within current budgeted funds, DHS must use any savings the brokerages generate to provide support to service to provide support services to persons on the waiting list. This honors the intent of the original agreement. The subcommittee recommends House Bill 2797 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Hanna recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the dash two amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 3049A, relating to offset calculations. Representative Boone.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 3049A, as amended, directs the Department of Human Services to adopt rules under which a person with a developmental disability who is receiving medical assistance and residential services from DHS may retain earned income and remain eligible for services. Currently, DHS applies earned income toward the cost of residential services for persons with developmental disabilities who are recipients of Supplemental Security Income, SSI, and receive services under Medicaid Home and Community-Based Care Waiver. The department requires the person to contribute all of their earned income except the first $65 a month to the costs of the services that DHS provides. House Bill 3049A, as amended, would eliminate this practice and allow eligible persons with developmental disabilities to retain up to $320 a month in earned income. Approximately 600 persons with developmental disabilities would be positively affected by this change. The subcommittee recommends House Bill 3049-A be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative Boone recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the A3 amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 3502A, relating to the State Fair. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 3502A ends the Oregon State Fair and Exposition Center, Oregon State Fair Commission, and position of Director of Oregon State Fair and Exposition Center, transferring these duties to State Parks and Recreation Department. This bill was approved by the House Special Committee on Budget on June 30th and referred back to the committee by the House for possible reconsideration. The House Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee reconsidered the bill and made amendments to delete references to transferring money from the ATV account to the State Parks and Recreation Department fund. The subcommittee discussed the revenue sources available with the State Park and Recreation Development and the Oregon State Fair and determined that it is not necessary to transfer money from the ATV account. The subcommittee recommends House Bill 3502A be amended and reported out due pass with amendments.
Thank you. Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the A2 amendments. Discussion? Representative March.
As I mentioned in committee to the our subcommittee chair, I'll be a no on this. I'm concerned about the Measure 66 funding, and that maybe this should be more of a temporary situation since the commission and the Parks and Recreation Commission and the State Fair folks are neither seems to be enthusiastic about this move at this time. Thank you.
Objections? In addition to Representative March, record reflects Representative March objection. Motion carries. Okay, committee, because of the efficient work that you have all done tonight and the length of time that you waited to get this, the staff has to catch up, so I'm pleased to announce due to your hard work that we will be taking tomorrow and Saturday off. We will be back in on Sunday. Monday there will be subcommittees, and Tuesday there will be another full session. So staff needs some time to get the rest of the work completed, so we will not have meetings tomorrow.
Tuesday. Okay. Deal with this?
I'm sorry?
We introduced that as a committee bill.
Okay. So, thank you all very much. Completes the agenda. We'll stand adjourned.
Wayne, when you said back on Sunday, you just meant for the...